from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. UN Syria envoy Stephane de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday, ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring sides. But with delegations still expected to arrive over the course of a few days, the process will be a slow start. Mistura's spokeswoman, Jesse Chahine, said some of the participants will not be in Geneva until Sunday or Monday. The UN attributed some delays to logistical arrangements. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for the start of the talks. The HNC, or the High Negotiations Committee, is discussing whether to attend the talks this week, according to a spokesman for the group. The spokesman added that no HNC representatives will be in Geneva on Wednesday. The Syrian government also indicated that it will not join until later, an indication that the proximity talks may not be fully underway until March 14th. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there could be no justification of the hateful violence. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act. He said civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate behavior. Police in Somalia say a car bomb exploded outside a tea shop near a police building in Mogadishu Wednesday, killing at least three officers. The Mogadishu police commissioner said the driver of the car was taken into custody and was seriously injured by the blast. He added that police are investigating. Wednesday's attack followed one on Monday in the city of Beledweyne, in which six people, including two soldiers, were injured. This is VOA News. Iran said it carried out two more ballistic missile tests Wednesday. It comes a day after the United States criticized a round of tests that Iran described as a show of its deterrent power. Iranian media said the two Qadr H missiles were fired Wednesday at targets 1,400 kilometers away. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it planned to ask the U.N. Security Council to review the situation and press for an appropriate response. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday his country has developed miniature nuclear warheads that can fit on a ballistic missile. While such claims are not new from the nation, this is the first time the North Korean leader has made such an assertion. The state-run Korean Central News Agency reported Wednesday that Kim met with nuclear scientists and technicians who briefed him on research conducted to tip various type of tactical and strategic ballistic missiles with nuclear warhead. UN agencies are expressing growing concerns about the millions of people who've been forcibly displaced by the nearly year-long conflict in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN refugee spokesman Leo Dobbs says the latest report of a special task force on population movement shows more than 2.4 million people now are internally displaced in Yemen.
This is a staggeringly high figure and a cause for grave alarm. And the situation is likely to get worse amid increasingly dire humanitarian and socioeconomic conditions and with no political settlement in sight.
The Saudi-led coalition has imposed a blockade on the import of food, medicine, fuel, and other essentials for most of the past year. The International Organization for Migration says it is very concerned about the situation of thousands of third country nationals caught up in the conflict. It says they are subject to all kinds of violence and chaos. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer Sir George Martin, at the age of 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter Wednesday with a photograph of Martin with the Beatles caption, "Thank you for all your love and kindness, George." Universal Music Group has confirmed the death, but details have not been released. Millions of people across the Indonesian archipelago were treated to a rare total solar eclipse on Wednesday. Sky watchers across 12 provinces and three time zones gathered to see the event. It also drew thousands of stargazers from around the world, including a team of scientists from the U.S. space agency NASA. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.